Summa Up is next-gen body optimization from an actual doctor that's guaranteed to get you in the best shape of your life in 90 days. You'll be at peak levels for each of the fundamentals that drive your strength, energy, and even your longevity. It's a lifelong difference you'll see in the mirror, but also feel throughout your entire day. Summa Up puts more living in life. For full details on this transformative program designed for the demanding lives of today's highest achieving entrepreneurs and CEOs, visit www.startsumo.com.
It's kind of like days like when you're working where you like do a lot of emails and you feel productive, but you're not actually productive, right? And it's like Yeah. You feel healthy because you're eating the salad. All right, JD here. Co-founder of Summa Up with Stephanie, our Chief Platform Officer. And in this episode of Uberhuman Secrets, we're going to talk about how to stay lean and fit while traveling overseas. Stephanie, what do you think?
Yeah, this is something that I've been thinking a lot about because I have an upcoming flight. I'm traveling internationally. And it's really easy when you're traveling internationally to kind of defer to things that are easy to get hold of, because I think oftentimes we find ourselves in a car, in a train, in a plane, you know, Yeah. Kind of we're sitting a lot. And of course, like that being the starting point is already kind of uncomfortable. But then beyond that, it's you're not able to go to the fridge and get what you would usually be able to access when it comes to like nutritious fruits, vegetables, maybe easier sources of protein, because of course you're not necessarily lugging around a cooler.
You're thrown off balance. You're totally off kilter, right? And so Yeah. How do you kind of regain control, right? Because you're exactly in an environment you can't control, right? The Golden Arches is right there, right? And McDonald's is like Yeah. Everywhere you go.
I always avoid fast food when I can and carry whole foods and proteins, vegetables, fruits, kind of anything that's compact and not too difficult to throw in a bag and take with you. I mean, if you do find yourself in a situation where like, hey, we're going to have to stop at a fast food restaurant, just try and identify what has macronutrient profiles that would be suitable for your goals. So like
less processed foods, right? If possible. Right. If you are like for McDonald's, for example, not that you want to go there, but a chicken wrap and take the wrap off, eat the chicken, maybe salad if they have a salad.
So generally the template that I try to use is do I have a protein? Do I have a vegetable? Because everything else it's really easy to get a hold of, and it's really also easy to overeat. And something that I learned from really consistently tracking my macronutrients for a long time was that it's really easy to overeat fats and carbohydrates. And that's not to say that I don't eat fats and carbohydrates now, but I don't need to put much effort in to make sure that I'm getting like fibrous carbohydrates, like the sweet potatoes or like whole grains. And fats, like healthy fats, are really easy to get enough of if you have, you know, if you incorporate avocados or coconut milk or dairy products like that into your diet.
So it's like, it's funny because you have to have a pregame, like a plan of like when you're traveling, right? So you can pack kind of the veggies, you can pack kind of the healthy snacks, you can pack the proteins to be ready, right? But if you don't have a free game and you're not as responsible and accountable as Stephanie, maybe you're like, you know, like myself, and you're kind of traveling. My secret, I think, is, you know, the basics is obviously getting back to Stephanie's, like owning the nutrients, like owning healthy kind of non-processed foods. If you don't pack though, you know, when in doubt, I do this little secret black coffee and bone broth, and I put bone broth in like a mug, and you know, I take that, and those are what I have throughout the entire day. Not the easiest, but fasting kind of helps me travel, especially because you know, a little sensitive to the flight. I also try to avoid California, traveling to Texas, Utah, Arizona. Now apparently Idaho as well. Why? In-N-Out is there. That's my personal weakness, right? So I you know, obsessed with In-N-Out burger. Oh my gosh, I avoid. But in all seriousness, like when I want to eat or if I am hungry at the airport, what I try to do, Stephanie, is if I'm in a rush, I try to go to like a kiosk or like one of those Wall Street Journal kiosks or one of those like stores, right? And I try to find a protein source, like beef jerky, if possible, with the minimum amount of sugar, right? The least processed organic. If I can't find that, I try to get nuts and pistachios to snack on, right? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I try to get like a Kind bar or potentially like a protein bar that has the least amount of issues or at least amount of like unnatural ingredients. So no acetylcholine K, like a good example would be like Quest. They have stevia. Some people have noticed that with Quest bars though, not to say like they don't taste good, but they have GI, like you know, bloatedness and being a little gassy with them. So if that's an issue, maybe trying to get like a more organic bar, right? That has the minimum amount of ingredients, reading label, because you mentioned that, right? Reading the label,
yeah,
super important, right? And the minimum amount of ingredients is typically the best, right? In your mind.
And if you can't read the label, for example, I mean, if you do end up deferring to a restaurant, maybe you're not familiar with, or you can't access the ingredients online, or maybe it's everything is in another language or something like that. It would be preferable to look at what is actually in the food. Can you kind of identify all of the ingredients? Something that is really easy to eat a lot of, or maybe not be aware of how much of it you're eating, is like salad dressings or sauces. A lot of the times they're really packed with different kinds of oils that might not be so great for you. You could just get a boxed salad and pour in the whole packet, but that's a lot of calories that generally don't add that much necessarily to what you're eating. So
it's kind of like days like when you're working where you like do a lot of emails and you feel productive, but you're not actually productive, right? And it's like, yeah, you feel healthy because you're eating the salad, right?
Yeah.
Drench it and or comes pre-drenched actually in the dressing, so you feel good about eating it. From a long-term like ingredient standpoint, it's not the healthiest. So you know, in summary, kind of like, I guess it really is like having that plan that you mentioned earlier, like have a plan, you know, a plan to be successful, like have a plan of, you know, food that you can pre-pack if you can't, right? Have a backup plan of you know, beef jerky if possible, nuts, pistachios, walnuts, right? Protein bars. When in doubt, fast, right? Black coffee and bone broth, and then run away. You see the golden arches, just go the other way. Like fast food, it's too temptation. Like there's too many temptations there, and you know, processed foods aren't the best. And so yeah, I think, you know, avoiding the overeating. What about like hydration aspect? Because I struggle quite a bit, because if you're in pre-check or you are traveling, like there's like, hey, no bottle's bigger than X. And like, you know, my biggest challenge is hydrating, right? So what's your secret? Because that's another element that can help you.
I drink a lot of water. And I mean, when we're in our meetings, I'll have this, you know, I'm always drinking water, which is,
of She's looking around this gallon jug, or she actually has 2 gallon jugs. You don't see it. It's underneath the.
I feel it when I don't have enough water. I mean, I know that maybe not everyone has that, but if I drink enough water, I feel differently. And so staying hydrated, I know, is very important. But I know that a lot of people tell me like, oh, it's really hard for me to get enough water. I just don't enjoy drinking it. It's kind of tastes boring. And I mean, whenever I like started my fitness journey, I totally transitioned from like, I was drinking Mountain Dew and I just like quit all of that.
Coke Zero.
and I quit it cold turkey. But now, after having quit sodas for several years, I actually drink something called Olipop, which is it's a soda that has prebiotic fiber and it has very, very little sugar. It tastes really good to me. And I think that that's a good alternative.
How'd you hear about it?
I saw it at the grocery store and I really liked the macronutrients profile and the
She read the label. She read the label.
I always read the label. Yeah. I always read the label.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting because like there's a lot of healthy sodas out there, and that's a unique one because it has like some aspects that are healthy for your gut biome. That's the premise and the promise they have. But yeah, I mean, if you can somehow flavor or like make your water taste better, right, and avoid acetylcholine K and the artificial sweeteners if possible, right?
I even stevia, dilute it with water because it's so, I mean, it's still,
it's so good,
kind of sweet. It's kind of
so
sweet.
That's your secret then, right? To amplify out and to maximize how much hydration you got. That's good. Interesting. In summary, I think, you know, there's like basics and advanced basics, right? You know, if you had to kind of summarize like what your secrets are for kind of staying lean and healthy, like you have a game plan like next month or so, like you would really kind of have that plan, right? Of just packing.
So pre-packing. When I know that I'm traveling, we'll stop at the grocery store. I'll get boiled eggs. I'll get that jerky with like low sodium, low sugar jerky, any kind of, protein that is easily accessible, easily available, protein bars that don't have a bunch of weird ingredients.
Stuff in them. Chunk. Yeah, exactly.
Packs of vegetables, anything that I know I can keep in my bag and have really easily, just to make it easy to avoid some of the alternatives that you'll find traveling. When I get there,
what's
when
your plan?
I'm home, it's really easy to compile a meal. You know, I've got vegetables, I've got all of the ingredients I'm familiar with. But when you're traveling, it's really easy to overeat things, like I said, with like certain dressings, sauces, oils. People, and especially if you're traveling domestically in the United States, people tend to put a lot of fats into things, and I don't avoid fats, but I think that it's really easy to overeat them. So eating them in a healthy moderation takes a conscious effort. At least for me, when I was checking my macros, I realized that it was really easy for me to overeat those fats, overeat those carbohydrates. So making up more of a conscious effort to get the protein when I'm at a restaurant, making sure that I order something with, like, for example, fish or shrimp, because they're really high in protein. And so if you have other foods that are generally inevitably going to be like sauteed in some kind of an oil, you can kind of balance out the amount of protein and fat that you're getting there. And then having like the fibrous carbohydrates and vegetables.
You have to be careful with the fish. Sometimes the heavy metals content can be a little challenging. But you're right with the fish. Certain fishes can, cod is a good one. Swordfish is a little dangerous, but metal content. But yeah, I think that's interesting because you have a playbook. Because if DoorDash works like in the US, it's in Canada, Japan, Australia, apparently. If you're not there with DoorDash, right? That was my secret, just like getting something from like SolidWorks or like a smoothie that has like no sugar, no turbinado in it, greens and protein. That's a kind of a secret. You know, Dr. Ryan used to tell me, actually, he's like, if you're traveling and you're, you know, you're basically out of your element, avoid the O's. I'm like, well, what are the O's? He's like, no Fritos, no Doritos, no Oreos, right? And that's basically a basic, right? But it's like all about the advanced basics and basics, I guess. Unfortunately, like the meal prep services like don't really deliver. Like that's my secret. The meal prep services like Trifecta or Factor 75, when I'm at home, they don't really deliver when you're traveling. So you have to kind of find a way to like synthetically recreate it. And my secret is, I guess, doing the bone broth and black coffee, intermittent fasting aspect of the mornings. Exactly. Adding collagen too for the coffee could be interesting. And then obviously like trying to get DoorDash working domestically if you can. But that's really kind of interesting that you have to kind of prep and you have to plan to be successful. And it's, I say this to illustrate a point. It's like in anything in life, right? You have to have a plan. If you're launching a business, if you're kind of, you know, looking at a hiring plan for like Q1 2023, if you're planning about like what you want to do for your New Year's resolutions, like if you're planning travel, like have a plan, right? Yeah. And obviously things will kind of cause you to iterate on the plan, but if you have a plan and a framework, kind of like a framework, like you were talking about the inputs and, you know, understanding what's in on the labels, like hydration basics on terms of proteins and carbs, you should have
that's how you set yourself up for success.
Success. The next challenge though is exercise, right? And finding time to exercise. And so in our next kind of overview, we'll be talking about how you can really maximize your gains without plateauing out.